Welcome to the February 24th meeting of the Steuben County Legislature. We'll begin by having the clerk call the roll.
Mrs. Feritella. Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Hannah.
Here.
Mr. Horton.
Here.
Mr. Cool.
Here.
Mrs. Lando. Mrs. Logsdon. Mrs. Lozo.
Here.
Mr. Nichols.
Here.
Mr. Pelham.
Here.
Mr. Potter.
Here.
Mr. Shu.
Here.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Here.
Mr. Thu.
Here.
Mr. Tobia. Mr. Van Castle.
Here.
Mr. Van Atten.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. We'll start with the with Legislator Swackhammer doing the invocation, and I would like Legislator Van Castle to lead us in the pledge.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we do thank you for those people who are defending our free Constitution. We pray for their families. We pray for the ones in the county who are sick and not able to attend. We just pray for everything is done. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now we'll do certificates of appreciation.
Colleen Little.
Good morning. We, as the Steuben County Legislature, would like to thank you and recognize you for 10 years of service. Thank you so much.
Joseph Talbot.
Good morning. The Steuben County Legislature would like to thank you and recognize you for 10 years of service. Thank you so much.
Courtney Hagedone.
Good morning. The Steuben County Legislature would like to thank you and recognize you for 15 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Kristen Davis.
I think you're old enough to have this many years of service. The Steuben County Legislature would like to thank you and recognize you for 20 years of service to Steuben County.
Jason Barrett.
Good morning. The Steuben County Legislature would like to thank you and recognize you for 20 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
Tina Abbey.
Good morning. The Steuben County Legislature would like to thank you and recognize you for 30 years of service to Steuben County. Thank you so much.
We also had some bashful employees. Sue Cleland from the County Clerk's Office had 20 years of service. Kathleen Morrell and James Warner from probation had 25 years of service each. Travis Berry with the Public Defender's Office had 15 years. Jeremy Stewart from Public Works had 10 years. Patty Mullen and Debbie Spencer from Social Services both had 15 years.
Our employees are an integral part of our operation. We couldn't do what we do without them, and we thank them for their service. Are there any members of the public who would like to comment? All right, seeing none, then I'm going to call the public comment period closed. All right, Mr. Cottle, we would like to have you introduce our members of Youth in Government today.
Good morning. It is absolutely my pleasure to do so again. I believe I've again lost count, but I think 41st year of the Youth in Government program. 1500 plus employees. Not yet, but we're working on it. interns that we've had in the program. And I am really pleased to be here this morning and introduce the students that are sitting over here behind me. While I'm doing so, I'm going to ask you guys to stand up and make your file. We have 13 students this semester. We have both Hornell and Corning in. Usually, I very often get questions from legislators about, hey, what about my school, my district and my school? Why? Well, we have both Hornell and Corning. So this is a great semester. We're also happy to have Canastillo back in the program this year with a couple of students here in Bath as well. So 13 students, about half have expressed interest in law. Three, I think, specifically said want to be a politician or are interested in political science. So, you know, it's really, this is our second session this morning. They heard from Sean Sorrow, the public defender, and engaged with him later this afternoon. They are going to hear from the office for, or speak with the Office for the Aging. Gabe, thank you very much. Lynn with Community Services. So I'm really trying to get a good broad understanding, and certainly the legislative process is important to that. So rather than tell you who they are, I'm going to let them introduce themselves.
My name is Alan Hoffman.
Step up to the microphone, please, so we can hear you.
My name is Alan Hoffman. I go to Hornell High School. I am a junior. One thing about me is I am the class officer or class treasurer of 2026, and I took Youth in Government not only for the credit, but also to get rid of my my participation hours I have to do to graduate Hornell.
Good thinking.
I'm Lillian Wieland. I'm a junior at Corning Painted Post High School. I'm involved in art club, and I've been learning a great deal about all the different things that are going on in court.
My name is Sam Mellenbacher. I'm a junior at Hornell High School. I am involved in Hornell High School's show and jazz choir, and I decided to sign up for Youth in Government to learn more about my community's government.
My name is Dakota Souls. I'm a junior at the Hornell High School. Took Youth in Government to learn more, and I've been on the golf team for 5 years now.
Hi, I'm Devin Ganan. I go to GSD STEM Academy. I'm a sophomore. I'm student council president, and I came to Youth in Government because it aligns with my career goals.
She's pretty.
I'm Aiden Miller. I go to Hornell High School. I'm a junior, and I'm president of my welding class. And I took Youth in Government because it was interesting, but it also does help with hours and graduating from Hornell.
Hello, I'm Cole Edwards. I go to Corning Painted Post High School and class of 2026. And I took Youth in Government because I'm interested in political science, and I want to go to college for it, see all my options.
Excellent.
My name is Macy Faulkner. I'm a junior at Haverling. I'm on the basketball and softball teams, and I took Youth in Government because it aligns with my career path.
My name is Anya Barris. I'm a senior at Corning Painted Post High School. I'm the president of my mock trial club, and I took Youth in Government because I'd like to pursue a career in law.
I'm Mia Caparella. I'm a senior at Corning Painted Post High School. I've been on the varsity swim and dive team for 3 years, and I took Youth in Government as I would like to pursue a career in law and possibly politics later down the line.
Hi there. I'm Sophia Herrera. I'm a senior at Canisio Greenwood. I guess I'm the vice president of our youth and government club, which is like more of like a statewide conference run by the YMCA. And I guess I took youth and government because I wanted more government, if that's possible in my life. I guess I find it interesting.
My name is Elena Burdick. I'm also a senior at Canisio Greenwood High School, and I'm the president of the Youth and Government Program, which is a state mock legislature run by the YMCA. And I joined this program because I wanted to learn more about local government as well as state and national, but it's kind of like all a process. So thank you.
Hello again. I'm Elena Raich. I was just here last semester, but I am back once more to be Mr. Cottle's assistant for this round, this session. I'm from Hornell. I am a senior, and I'm involved in so many things, but I guess for today, I am involved in the yearbook.
Yeah, Elena said she enjoyed it so much she wanted to come back and do it again. I said, I could use a hand if you want to come back and volunteer. And she said, absolutely. And the school arranged that. So you heard that some of the schools actually consider it their volunteer hours. All of them are getting college credit. Some of the schools use it as academic, high school academic count credits as well. So it is for each district, I think part of the beauty of it is it matches the needs of the district and how they want to implement it. So, the program continues. I did forget Devin is in the STEM Academy. I did forget to mention that one. I believe that's the first student we've had from STEM Academy, and how appropriate that CCC is here this morning. So look forward to that. But I just want to say again, thank you very much for your ongoing support. Program continues. These guys continue to inspire me with all that they do and the interest and the questions that they have, the inquisitive nature and wanting to know more and wanting to learn more. I think we could all probably use a little bit more of that. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's give them a pops. It's important for us to invest in our youth. You are our future. And when opportunity knocks, you got to open the door and welcome it. So thank you for being here. And thank you for participating in the program. We appreciate it very much. All right, moving on. Dr. Mullaney from Corning Community College is here to give us an update. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me here for Education Day, obviously. This is a wonderful thing. And I need to get you guys all enrolled at the college before you leave here, so don't get
Michael Four. Yeah, thank you.
Well, thank you, as always, for inviting me here for my annual update about what's going on at the college. You have our annual report in front of you, but I have a brief PowerPoint that I'd like to direct your attention to during my remarks here. I always like to begin my presentations with a reminder of our mission statement. This is what drives our actions every day, empower our students, elevate our community. I'd like to begin with a couple of major highlights of the past year. This one we've been shouting from the rooftops. We found out last summer that Corning Community College has the highest graduation rate of all the community colleges in New York State. You can see there our three-year graduation rate is 40%, which is significantly higher than the number two community college in the state. And you can see there the SUNY average and the national average. So Corning is leading the way in not only getting students in, getting them to stay, and getting them to move on. So we're really, really proud of that.
Yay.
Yeah. This past year, we were also reaccredited by the Middle States Commission on Higher Education. This is a multi-year process to prepare for their three-day visit They come in with a team from of higher educational professionals from all across the region, and make sure that we're doing what we say we're doing. We received full reaccreditation for 8 years. And not only that, they acknowledged 16 practices that we're doing as worthy of commendation. So it was, we really hit the ball out of the park with this, with recent accreditation visit. Always like to give you folks a brief enrollment, report. I don't know if you could see those numbers, but, last year we, was the first year in 10 years where we exceeded the previous year's enrollment. And this year, we're either going to be a little ahead or right on target for our enrollment. We missed our enrollment target by very little in the fall, but we made up for it in the winter and spring. So, and we already had a very robust summer enrollment. So right now we can see we're just about 40 students short of our enrollment goal for the year, which doesn't, and summer classes don't start for another couple of months. So we're well on our way to meeting or exceeding our enrollment goal. So we're really proud of that as well. We also had, a few months ago, the largest police academy graduation class in 10 years. We had 38 cadets graduate, due to the size of the class. We were, very excited to welcome Congressman Langworthy to campus, who addressed the cadets and reinforced his commitment to law enforcement. And it was a wonderful event, representing, so many law enforcement agencies across the region. Okay, thank you. Do like to share with you when we have new programs up and running. This auto tech and manufacturing tech are two of our newer programs. As you all well know, Corning Community College has sort of made its bread and butter on, you know, taking bringing students in from the high schools and getting them on to four-year universities. As we're seeing, there's more of a demand for short-term programs of non-traditional students. And these are two programs that are really hitting the mark there. Our auto tech program is a 15-week program that gets the students in, gets them trained, and gets them working. We had our first graduating class there. And then our manufacturing tech program is even shorter term program. This is a 4-week program. It's really rooted in battery technology. We get the students in, they get the training they need, and then out the door in 4 weeks. Both programs have nearly 100% placement rate upon graduating the program. So these two programs are well off the ground and on their way. We also conducted a economic impact study. A number of the SUNY schools were invited to participate in this year to really quantify the economic impact that the college is having on the community. So you can see there, this company called Lightcast worked with schools from across the state. And you can see that the numbers for Corning were that they determined that the college added $136 million to the local economy. Let me just pull up there. Okay, you can go to the next slide. Okay. And that $136 million translates to jobs in four sectors there. The 321 jobs in operations, 6 jobs in construction, 48 jobs in student spending, and 1,200 jobs among that our alumni are supporting in the region. And the next page there sort of breaks it down even further, which is sort of a good, really good understanding of the return on investment. So what that slide says is that for every dollar a student invests in their education, their return on investment is $6. For every dollar that a taxpayer spends for the community college, translates to $3. And for every dollar the state invests in Corning Community College, the return on investment is $8. So your money is being well spent, and we really appreciate it. Thank you. As budgets become tighter, we've been very successful about pursuing grants at the local, state, and federal level. Also, a little bit hard to see, but we've had wonderful success. These are four of our top grants I'd like to share with you today. The National Science Foundation, the NSF, we received $1 million to support our existing Chemtech program and to start an optical tech program. These are two-year degree programs that we worked with local employers to expand or develop these programs, and very excited about them getting off the ground or expanding. We also received from the state $1.4 million to support our DSP program, direct support professionals. So these are folks who are trained to help people with developmental disabilities. There's obviously a push in the state for this. And Corning led the way with the development of the first micro-credential to support people in this field. We also received $400,000 from the New York State Office for Addiction Services and Supports. And these help pay for students' tuition, fees, and books in these fields as well. And these are obviously the counselors that help people who struggle with addiction. And finally, we also received, this was a regional grant from the Appalachian Regional Commission, $200,000 to support our cybersecurity program. So you can get a real flavor of the different types of programs the college is investing in and students are flocking to for good paying jobs. We're also paying very close attention to the New York State Opportunity Promise program that the governor announced at her most recent State of the State address. This ambitious program is designed to provide free tuition for people from the age of 25 to 55 who have not previously earned a associate's degree in high demand fields. So you saw the programs that Corning is investing in. We are well poised if and when this program gets off the ground. Hey, next slide. Also very exciting, for those of you who have college-age kids or work around those, more and more are hearing that internships are a requirement. And while the four-year schools have a lot of the funding and supports to do this, community colleges don't want to be left behind. SUNY understands this. So this past year, they launched an internship grant program that Corning was able to secure $100,000 to support interns on our campus. So we have students working in science labs, students working in different offices, students working with the health office, all to help them with their career. So it's really great having all these interns running around campus doing, working in fields that they're interested in pursuing on a professional level. So this is great news as well. Just a couple of big events this year in which you all are invited to. The longstanding Visiting Scholar Series, which was endowed by a faculty member at the college, Walter Smith. This year, our visiting scholar is Kristen Radke, writer and illustrator. And she will be talking about her book, Seek You, A Journey Through American Loneliness. We're seeing many of our students still struggling with the effects of the pandemic, mental health issues, isolation issues. And we thought that Ms. Radke was the right person to come in to sort of address those issues from her unique perspective. Next slide. We're also in the fourth year of our Society of the Red Baron. This recognizes our partners in the community in various areas there. So you can see there, a number of them are Steuben County employees who have been truly supportive of the college in all our efforts. And next slide. Okay. So looking ahead, from year to year, community colleges are in there fighting in Albany for the funds to support our students. Unfortunately, the four universities get a lot more money than we do, despite the fact that we serve about the same number of students. But we're in there always fighting the good fight. We are much more reliant on local support from bodies like this to help serve our students and help them to achieve their dreams. So my goal here, my message here, is to thank you for your regular support to the college. We will keep fighting the good fight. On a personal note, I will be transitioning in June to the presidency of another community college within the SUNY system, but I've so enjoyed my 6 years here and very proud of all that we've accomplished in that time. And Chair Fitzpatrick, thank you for your time.
You are very welcome. Now, does anyone have any questions for Dr. Mullaney? Just curious, a show of hands for those of us in the room for CCC graduates. Okay. Your program and your school made a huge impact on my life, obviously. and many lives in this room and many lives here in this state. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay. No questions? All right.
Thank all you. Set. Thank you so
thank
much.
You very, thank you.
What did I not ask, Marty? Oh, well, you got your diploma. You didn't have to go. All right, let's move on. Adoption of the minutes from the previous meeting.
So moved, Potter.
I need a second.
Second.
We have a second. Any questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Any reports of standing committees? Reports of special committees? Reports of county officers? Any announcements? All right, seeing none, we'll move on to the general orders of the day. Would the clerk please read Resolution 1?
Introduced by Mr. Van Otten. Matters pertaining to county real property tax sales, corrections of assessments, property taxes, and other real property acquisitions and dispositions.
Second. Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Carries. Resolution 1 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 2?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick. Receiving and accepting the February 24th, 2025 communications log is prepared by the Steuben County Manager's Office.
Second.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 3?
Introduced by Mr. Van Otten. Authorizing the sale of 40 plus or minus acres of vacant land in the town of Campa.
Second. Boo.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton. Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 3 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 4?
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Designating Steuben County as lead agency for State Environmental Quality Review Act for the proposed leachate pretreatment plant improvements project.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Mr. Thu.
Yeah, I guess it'd be a question for Jack. Is there really another option for a lead agency, or is it going to be us no matter what?
We normally list the legislature. At times we've done the Public Works Committee. There have been, for a project this size, we normally let use the legislature. We have used our planning department as lead agency.
Right.
So there's no external option that I'm aware of, but for a project this size, we normally name it this way.
Makes sense. I was just curious.
Any other questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Resolution 4 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 5?
Introduced by Mr. Van Otten. Authorizing the county manager to enter into a sales tax agreement with the cities of Corning and Hornell for a 5-year term.
Second.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes. Resolution 5 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 6?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Van Otten. Requesting legislation for an extension authorizing an additional 1% sales tax for Steuben County.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Resolution 6 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 7?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Van Atten, requesting an extension of the mortgage tax.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle. Yes. Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes. Resolution 7 carries. I was waiting for you to say no. Will the clerk please read Resolution 8?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, authorizing a lease agreement with Hammondsport Ambulance Corps.
Second, Hannah.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 8 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 9?
Introduced by Mr. Kuhl and Mr. Van Atten, authorizing a transfer from the contingency fund to pay 2024 Special Children's Services preschool expenses.
Need a second?
Second.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yeah.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 9 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 10?
Introduced by Mr. Kuhl and Mr. Van Atten, authorizing the appropriation of opioid settlement funds.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 10 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 11?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, authorizing an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Hornellsville.
Second, Nichols.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Atten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Resolution 11 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution... I'm sorry.
Before we get into the second page, could you take a moment and explain to the students why we're blowing through these so quickly? And
Mr. Van Etten, since you brought that up, I would direct you to please answer the question as to why we're blowing through these items on the agenda so quickly.
So some of you, I'm not sure yet whether you attended a committee meeting or not, but we have committees of five members, six committees, and we discuss all of these at the committee meetings. We ask a ton of questions. We get a lot of information from the county manager, the county attorney, department heads, what have you. And then when it comes out of committee, it comes to this full body, and then we vote on it. So basically all of the discussion, all the debate has already occurred. So you might think, geez, all we're doing is just yes people or yes men or yes women. We're not. We're just finishing up the business that started at the committee level. All right.
And to add on to that, all of the members are allowed to be in every committee. So
for now.
Yeah, well.
For now. Thank you very much for that explanation. I already had it in my mind. If a question popped in your mind for the students, that you were going to answer it.
Well, I thought when we were talking about the sales tax items, that's, you know, an explanation on why we do what we do with the cities would be helpful, because
would you like to,
they all pay sales tax when they buy a soda or whatever.
If you would like to take a moment and step back, or if you feel like your explanation is sufficient,
the county manager would be much better at that than I would.
Mr. Wheeler, please.
Thank you all. So for sales tax, like Mr. Van Etten said, when you go out and buy
most things, you pay 8% in sales tax. 4% goes to the state automatically. 3% is guaranteed under state law to the counties. We also had a resolution on here, 1%. For some reason, we keep fighting Albany. Every 2 to 3 years, we have to go back and ask for reauthorization of that additional 1%. It's silly, but the state likes holding that over us. So essentially, 4% goes to the state, 4% remains here in the county. Because we have cities in our county, in New York State, cities do have the right to what's called preempt, collect their own sales tax. For decades, the cities of Hornell and Corning did so, but there's challenges with that. It fluctuates within a city much more, sales tax does, much more than it fluctuates when you look at an entire county. They could do really well some years, they could do worse other years. So 5 years ago, the county entered into a sales tax agreement with the cities, which they no longer collect sales tax on their own. We came up, and it's in your resolution, with a formula that essentially gives them a base amount and then an amount that allows them to capture some of the growth as well. So if you look at it overall, of our 4%, we share half of that with the cities and then the towns and villages. That helps offset their costs. That allows them to, you know, hire folks, pay for things. It's sales tax is very, very important. And when I meet with you all to discuss, we'll go in depth into a discussion on sales tax. But a lot of counties, there's a lot of discussion going on about this now. There are many counties, if a county doesn't have a city, so think your rural counties, there is no requirement to share with the towns and the villages within that county. But this legislature in this county has historically done that, offsets the cost. So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What they mean to say is shop local.
Shop local.
Yeah. Absolutely. Shop local. Online's okay now that we collect that too, but you know, shop local.
Thank you very much for pointing out those additions that we needed, and thank you for those explanations.
Yep.
All right, let's move on. Would the clerk please read Resolution 12?
Introduced by Mr. Potter, waiving the established tip fees for roadside cleanup weeks for local municipalities.
Second, Thu.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Carries. Resolution 12 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 13?
Introduced by Mr. Potter. Authorizing a tire dollar days week and establishing an event recycle fee.
Second.
Are there any questions?
Yeah. Did we set a date on that yet?
Still tentative.
But we will certainly give you a heads up so that you can communicate.
So we can let people know.
Yep. And we put that on social media and all that other stuff too.
Eddie will get the news out. All right. Are there any other questions? Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Resolution 13 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 14?
Introduced by Mr. Cool and Mr. Shue. Creating two principal social work assistant positions, CSEA grade M, within the Department of Community Services.
Second, Potter.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Shue.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Otten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Cool.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Resolution 14 carries. Yes, I'm sorry.
Jack, would you explain what we just did, please?
Sure thing. So for a department, any department to be able to fill a position, it has to be created by this legislature. So every position, unless it's specifically referenced in state law somewhere, like sheriff, district attorney, county clerk, those sort of things, requires the legislature to create them. So all about 1,000 positions that we have in this county have been at some point in time created by this board. This is creating two additional positions for a specific purpose for a, it's to interface with individuals who are going through the justice process, who have court cases, to be able to provide them additional supports. We do have money in the budget for this. We do have vacancies with 1,000, equivalent staff. At any given time, we have 100 or so plus vacancies. So we have some extra money to be able to pay for these positions. And in this case, and the next one, so social workers can actually bill insurance as well. So we actually get outside revenue for some of their work.
Thank you.
And we already passed
and voted on.
Yeah. Okay. Will the clerk please read Resolution 15?
Introduced by Mr. Kuhl and Mr. Hsu, creating two staff social worker positions, CSEA grade M, within the Department of Community Services.
Second.
Are there any questions? I think that that explanation on the previous one follows through with this one as well. So will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Ms. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Resolution 15 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 16?
Introduced by Mr. Kuhl and Mr. Hsu, creating one account clerk typist position, CSEA grade D, within the Youth Bureau.
Second. Thu.
Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Resolution 16 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 17?
Introduced by Mr. Potter and Mr. Hsu, reclassifying one vacant leachate facility maintenance mechanic position, CSEA grade J, to Chief Wastewater Treatment Plant Operator, CSEA Grade L, within the Department of Public Works.
I'd like to make a motion. Can we do 17, 18, and 19 together, waive the reading, if no one has any objections?
Second.
Is it too late for that? Or you're
kind of already read.
Waive the other two readings.
Okay.
Waive the reading.
So we address this one first.
So we have a motion and a second to combine 17, 18, and 19. Is that, and that's by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, so that passes. So we have read Resolution 17, and so we'll add 18 and 19 to that.
And clerk? We need a second on those.
On those, please.
Mr. Horton.
And these are by roll call. Are there any questions? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Castle. Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 17, 18, and 19 carry. And Jack, if you would give a brief explanation of what we just did.
Sure. So reclassification of positions, personnel department works with individual departments, in this case, public works and social services, it looks like, to look at duties, because there are very specific civil service rules about what those positions can do, can't do, and what the duties are. And at times where either our needs change or the duties of the position change, it's reviewed, it's brought to committee, and the process, as you see, happen. So most of the time, there are reclassifications up. As we, when I first started here 17 years ago, we had about 1,200 employees. We're down to about 1,000. And so we have more people doing more with less. So you will see reclassifications up a lot of times. At times, we do reclassify down if duties change, but that normally happens after a retirement.
Thank you very much. All right, will the clerk please read Resolution 20?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu, confirming the appointment of the Director of the Real Property Tax Service Agency.
Second. Potter.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Carries.
Resolution 20 carries. But Larry is not here today for us to congratulate, so let's give him a round of applause anyway, and we'll congratulate him when he comes back. All right. Will the clerk please read Resolution 21?
Introduced by Mr. Hsu and Mr. Van Etten, electing to participate in the 20-year option of the New York State Retirement and Social Security Law, Article 14B, Sections 552 and 553 for the sheriff, undersheriff, and deputy sheriffs.
Second, Horton.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Hanna.
Yes.
Mr. Horton.
Yes.
Mr. Kuhl.
Yes.
Mrs. Lozo.
Yes.
Mr. Nichols.
Yes.
Mr. Pelham.
Yes.
Mr. Potter.
Yes.
Mr. Hsu.
Yes.
Mr. Swackhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Thu.
Yes.
Mr. Van Castle.
Yes.
Mr. Van Etten.
Yes.
Resolution 21 carries. All right, will the clerk please read Resolution 22?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, appointing members to the Steuben County Ethics Board.
Second.
Are there any questions? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 22 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 23?
Introduced by Ms. Fitzpatrick, appointing members to the Hall of Fame Committee.
Second.
Are there any questions? This appointment doesn't typically go to our committee. You just appoint people and then we confirm. I didn't recognize those names.
Yeah. It comes up every once in a while. Griffin Bates, the historian, wanted to add a couple people.
Okay. Does that make the committee bigger?
Makes the committee bigger. And it's always been around five. He would like to have seven because he has more people who are interested. And we checked and there's no rules of when it was established about maximum size or minimum size. So
okay.
Figured if it helped him.
And it doesn't cost money.
These are not paid positions.
Exactly.
Did anyone else have any other questions? All right, this is also by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 23 carries. Will the clerk please read Resolution 24?
Introduced by Mr. Horton, memorializing New York State in support of safe working conditions for corrections officers.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? I think the only comment that I would make is that New York State has sweeping laws on workplace safety, workplace harassment, workplace violence, and I think that they need to look at their own laws and establish policies that keep our corrections officers in those facilities safe. Anyone else? This is by acclamation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 24 carries. Nothing. Mr. Van Etten.
I wonder whether Mrs. Scotchmer could explain to the students what the difference is between a voice roll call vote and acclamation and why we do what we do.
Taking my whole presentation to them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Makes it tough when it's their first meeting.
Yes, depending on the type of action being taken that involves personnel, money, real property, those are all contracts, anything spending money.
Local laws.
Money. Local laws, those all require a roll call vote. Appointments to advisory committees, those are acclamations. Memorializing resolutions, those are also acclamations.
So the thing to take away from today is that as you watched us go through this main meeting, think about things that seemed confusing or you didn't understand, make yourselves some notes. And then as you go through the presentations from various departments and other areas, we can help clarify those for you. All right. There being no other business, I will entertain.
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Cottle, I have a question.
I just wanted to let you know that they will be observing the coming weeks, committee meetings specifically,
public safety and music.
Wonderful. That's good because public safety is the best one.
Yeah, public
the
horses.
One that needs most help.
All right. Now I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Geez, nobody's that's by acclamation also. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.
Yeah. Thank you.
Aye.